From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The National Hockey League announced today that fans won't be getting any hockey for the holidays. The season has been canceled through December 30th. But some of the league's biggest stars aren't hanging up their skates because of the lockout. They're playing back in their home countries. In Russia, major NHL players, including Alex Ovechkin and Yevgeny Malkin, are giving a boost to the fledgling KHL, the Continental Hockey League. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow, Russian fans are in no hurry to see the NHL lockout end.
U.S. and Canadian fans may be losing a big chunk of their professional hockey season, but their loss is Russia's gain. Instead of sitting the season out, stars such as Ovechkin return to their native Russia, playing under this anthem in the KHL. Russian NHL players are scattered throughout the KHL teams that still carry names from the Soviet era when Russia dominated world hockey. Ovechkin plays for Dynamo Moskva, or Dynamo Moscow, the team that gave him his professional start. He's joined by his Washington Capitals teammate, center Nicklas Backstrom. They've made a happy man of Andrei Safronov, Dynamo's general manager. He calls Ovechkin our hero and says that he and Backstrom have been playing the kind of spectacular hockey that draws crowds. He looks a little anxious as he asks when the NHL lockout is going to be resolved. On this night, Dynamo is playing a traditional rival, Lokomotiv Yaroslavl, or Lokomotiv, from an industrial city about 160 miles northeast of Moscow. Lokomotiv is bolstered by two more NHL players, goaltender Semyon Varlamov, who comes from the Colorado Avalanche, and Artem Anisimov from the Columbus Blue Jackets. This is a comeback season for Lokomotiv, still in mourning after an airplane crash in September of 2011, killed 37 team members, coaches, and support staff. It's been a strong comeback, with Lokomotiv now in second place in the league's Western Conference, right behind Dynamo. Ovechkin seems to have mixed emotions about being back in Moscow. Last month, he told Russia's RT English language television that it was good to be back home with loved ones and his old crowd, even though he's working as hard as ever.
The only problem is what I have in Washington. I miss it. I miss my friends, I miss my family, but you're professional, and if you have a time to relax, you have to use it.
More recently, he complained in an interview on his blog about what he sees as the lack of interest in hockey in Moscow. He said Dynamo's been playing to unfilled arenas and said he's still hoping to get back to Washington in time to lead the Capitals to the Stanley Cup. Fans in Russia say it's true their league is still building a fan base. The Continental Hockey League was founded 4 years ago out of the remnants of the Russian Super League. Most of its teams are Russian, but it includes clubs from Belarus, Ukraine, and four other countries. Many clubs have been struggling to amp up their attendance. Fan Alek Shokov says the NHL stars lend some excitement to the season, but that the league is gaining momentum, even without the outside talent.
You see, maybe not this year, but maybe in few years, of course, we will be able to compete with NHL stars. Definitely. We'll see.
But Shokov can't resist the same question that many Russian fans keep asking.
And what about lockout? What do you think when it will be completed?
The latest collapse in NHL talks means that some of the NHL players, including Ovechkin, will be part of a Russian all-star team at the Euro Hockey Tournament in Moscow this week. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.